All right. Chris Jatton joins us. He is the pitcher for the Giants today. And, Chris, it's always great to have you here. Baseball analytics are all over. It's fun to look at it, but for you as a professional, I think actually it's very important because it helps you make a game plan.
Yeah, I think it does. You have to stick to your strengths regardless of what, you know, some of the stats are telling you with some of the hitters and what they struggle with. But I think there's a ton of information out there, and you can get as much as you want.
Yeah, I like it. And we had Eno Saris on the other day from The Athletic, and he had talked with you in spring training about the percentage of curveballs that you throw. And you throw 40%, and you get softer contact on the curveball. And that's something I imagine you take to heart.
It is. And, you know, it's funny when you hear that. People are like, why don't you just throw all curveballs, you know? But it's just not like that, especially, yeah, you got to set up the time and you got to set up the hitter. And, you know, the reason why there is soft contact is probably the pitch before is what set it up. So it's not just as simple as just going out there and throwing the one pitch and, you know, hoping for the best. But, you know, it's just kind of a process and it's a mind game.
Chris Jatton joins us. You know, for years people wouldn't throw a curveball because the umpire wouldn't call it. But now I think, and again, analytics with the computerized strike zone that grades them, I think they've learned how to call the curveball.
Yeah, actually, that's why I got a slider in college is because I had a fastball, curveball change, and they just weren't calling some of the you know, the ones that were a little up. They just didn't really know where it was crossing the plate, which, I mean, it's tough to know. So, you know, it wasn't anything like that. I just needed to find something I could throw for a strike. That's why I got my slider. But the curveball's really played well up here.
Yeah, and the curveball you can throw, you've thrown a 3-2. You know, you'll throw a 3-2. And when I see a guy throw a curveball 3-2, I said, he's got confidence.
Yeah, you got to have confidence. And that's one of those things that any of your pitches you want to be able to throw 3-2. So hopefully they are just sitting on curveball 3-2 and, you know, I'm throwing some other stuff. But just you got to have confidence in all your things, and I do have confidence in them.
You know, the other Chris Jatton joins us. The other thing, when I did the show Sunday before you pitched against the Dodgers on ESPN that night, I looked at some of your numbers. I said, boy, you get somebody down 0-2, goodbye. It's like, I don't know, 1-for-30 or something. I mean, 0-2, you know what to do.
Well, yeah, I just think that comes with experience and, you know, just trying to execute what you got. You know, Hundley and Posey did a great job back there of, you know, setting up your game plan and just trying to execute your pitches to their liking and stuff. So, you know, just trying to do my job.
Yeah, no, you're doing it really well, really well. You brought up a phrase, and that's setting up a game plan. Tell me about it. How does it work on the day you pitch or the day before?
Well, you know, sometimes the start of series, you know, we'll go over their hitters and kind of see their tendencies, and I'm sure they do the same thing with us and see the pitcher's tendencies. So it's always kind of a, you know, a push-pull thing. You're trying to figure out what they're trying to do to you, and you're trying to figure out what you're trying to do to them. And it's just a game of adjustments, and that's what I love about baseball is you're always having to adjust and, you know, just try your best to get them out.
So when you go in, do you say, okay, Mr. X is going to hit. I want to throw my curveball to him. That's what I want to get over.
Sometimes, yeah. I think sometimes, you know, some of the analytics will say, hey, this guy can hit, you know, he can hit a slider, but maybe he can't hit your slider, you know. It, you know, maybe that's your bread and butter. So sometimes you can't read in too much into the analytics stuff, but it also does help you out to see what they're strong in.
Yeah, it's funny you said that because you say about Koufax, you know, they'd say, well, hey, he can hit a fastball, and Koufax would say, he's not going to hit my fastball.
Exactly, and, you know, I think a well-located fastball is the best pitch in the game. It helps make everything better. So that's something I constantly try to get better at is just locating the fastball.
Well, that's the key to the game is command. Control is one thing, but you got to command that pitch. Hey, how'd you like opening day? Come on, opening day in the big leagues. What'd you think?
Man, it was awesome. There's you know, LA was, you know, it was loud and intense there. I'm glad we could pull out two there, and coming back here to our fans was, you know, it was awesome. Just getting to see everyone here, and it was just a good time to celebrate, you know, the accomplishments we've made so far, and hopefully we continue to push forward and have a nice season.
Yeah, well, it's fun. Opening day is a renewal. It's sort of like a holiday. It's like New Year's Day.
Yeah, more or less. Yeah, I mean, that was my first opening day, so, you know, I've been up here parts of 2 years, so it was nice to finally, you know, take that next step to be on the opening day roster, so it was nice.
Come on, they call your name out. You're on the line out there. You got 40,000 people. Couldn't be more happy to see you, so I'm glad you enjoyed it. The other thing we talk about, and I don't know if we make too much of a big deal about it, and that is, you know, pitching on ESPN on Sunday night with, you know, all these people watching, and, you know, you're a pro, and you've been through big things in college. college, and of course you've really paid your dues to get up here and become the pitcher you are. Does it mean anything? You get butterflies or anything like that?
Honestly, I think if you're, I mean, it's getting anxious and butterflies, I guess is what you say, you know, wanting to get out there, but yeah. You're not worried about the, you know, the fans and, you know, everybody trying to boo you there if, you know, if you're in LA or whatever, but I mean, you're just trying to think of what your game plan is and what you're trying to execute, and that's all you can focus on because that's the only thing you can control.
Yeah, I like it. All right, nice to have you on as always. And Mississippi State, did they win something? I think they won something, didn't they?
They came in second in the national championship again. Right. Right. So back-to-back years, Notre Dame beat them at the buzzer. So it was a pretty heartbreaker there for the girls. But great season overall. Vic Schaefer's doing a great job there.
What a shot!
Great shot. You know, Morgan William hit the shot against UConn last year that kind of, you know, put them in the finals there. But definitely an emotional roller coaster for any Mississippi State fan.
So, yeah, it was fun. Chris, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thank you, Marty. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. I like Chris Stratton. Good player. All right, more coming up. KNBR 680, the sports leader.